This week on DC Movie News. What is there to talk about?
There's head itches.
It's a slow week.
Yeah, you got a little.
Injustice.
Injustice.
It was good. Yeah.
I got it.
What?
Wonder Woman.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Yeah, that's right. We have all been to Themyscira and back, and that's because we're in studio right now. It's time to talk about Wonder Woman and anything else happening in the DC Universe. Let's be honest, it's all about Wonder Woman. It hit theaters, and we all saw it, and we hope you saw it. If you haven't seen it yet, you might want to earmuff it for the next 45 to 60 minutes, then go out and see the movie, then come back and watch it. Nonetheless, here we are, guys. DC Movie News right here on the Popcorn Talk Network at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. We finally have another movie to talk about, y'all!
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
I just saw it this morning. I cried three times. All right, I'm Johnny LaQuasso at Jay Quasso, the man next to me. He's a DC encyclopedia, incredibly talented actor. You see him as a recurring role on Jane the Virgin, and we might be doing something a little fun later on today, but we won't mention it.
Yeah.
In the future, we'll see.
In the future. We're soothsayers. He's Mike Kalinowski.
Welcome. Hi, everybody. I can't.
He's so pumped.
I can't. We'll get into it.
Yes, we will get into it. That man right there, he is the host of FX Movie Download on FX and Man vs. Child on the FYI Network, and is the Verstmacher of Doghouse Restaurants. Find him on Twitter at Adam Gertler.
Hello.
Adam Gertler.
Hello.
Those muttons are growing in, dude.
They are growing in, yeah. Until I have to do something that's really official, I'm going to keep them going.
You
for
should.
As long as I can.
You might as well. As long as you have no complaints at home, you're good to go.
No complaints.
And the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show, she is the host of TV Fights on Screen Junk, and she's seen Wonder Woman 19 times already. Find her on Twitter and Instagram at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
I wish I'd seen it 19 times.
Oh my gosh.
I love this movie. When I got to talk about it last time, I didn't get to really spill everything because I tried to give spoilers with my reactions, but now you guys have seen it,
yeah.
And we get to talk about it, and it was awesome.
That's pretty much the explanation right there.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm getting choked up.
I know. Yeah.
Let's talk.
I saw it this morning, like right before we record.
So
at 9 a.m., it's kind of hard to have emotion.
I
started crying like three times. And superhero movies do not make me cry.
When were...
Keep talking.
We pissed him off already. What did we do? He was on cloud nine. When did you cry?
He's getting his...
Someone said I couldn't have my bomber jacket like Steve Trevor.
Oh, there you go.
Got it.
Oh,
sorry.
They
call me out like, no, Steve Trevor bomber jacket.
Definitely Steve Trevor leaving us. That was one.
Wow, spoilers right out the gate.
Well, we said we're talking about the movie.
You started at the end.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
well,
dumb.
She asked me when I cry. And then another point was it was a face-off between her and Ares. And it was, you know, involving the word love and stuff. I'm not going to give that away now.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a...
Oh, it's all the spoilers. This is a full spoiler
review. A No Man's Land thing also got me going. Yeah.
No Man's Land.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was like a real thing. And that's really cool.
No Man's Land?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
That it was a real thing. That was... A lot of people are saying that's their favorite sequence of the film.
Oh.
It's certainly up there. But, I mean, also... They did some great things with Amazons.
God! The first act of the movie, and the colors, and everything. Robin Wright? Gone too soon.
Claire from House of Cards had a sick moment. I mean, that was the
as
first
you wish.
Audible applause in the theater, where she throws those arrows down in the ground, and then off the back of a thing. I was like, what?
I know.
Mike is almost ready to tell.
And then the scene on the boat. That boat scene, though. That was the best
Probably
scene.
Best scene in the movie.
It was so good.
What do you mean, the scene between the two of them?
Yeah, why don't you get to bed with me?
You want to sleep with me?
Well,
I have a guy, I'm slightly above average.
And she doesn't know that he is, and he's like annoyed because he's a stud.
And she's read all 12 volumes of Pleasure, and she basically comes to the conclusion.
All 12 volumes.
Men don't really understand
Except
pleasure.
Except for procreation, they don't need men.
Yeah.
It was great to hear, great to be in an audience and hear, like, just an audience that was totally with the movie from beginning to end.
I have
All right, so what was your audience? Everybody talk about their audience.
Well, I go to big movies. It's all this group of guys and girls. We're all friends, all different.
just a great melting pot of people.
We get it. You're popular.
No, not saying that. But I do get the bashing because of being a DC fan. And I saw BVS with them and saw Suicide Squad. Hi. And the constant.
Thank you so much.
Are sitting there and they're all like, Mike, we hope it's good for you, buddy. We hope this is going to be it.
And, hey, champ, we hope you have a good time.
They were applauding. They all hugged me, and like I had anything to do with the movie. And they're like, "You did it. How do you feel?" And they were ecstatic. It was the best movie going experience I've had in a film. Best movie going experience with an audience I've had.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
End of sentence. Period.
We'll go into detail, but I would say I have to see a few more times. It's up there with Batman Begins as my favorite DC film of all time.
Sure.
It almost rivals my favorite character of all time.
Yeah.
How good this film is.
Damn.
Yeah, it was emotional.
Yeah.
Cried three times.
Yeah.
My friend was like, he bought the tickets. I'm like, Mike, the ticket is on me. Seeing your reaction in this entire movie, how much you were invested in crying and cheering. It was...
Yeah.
I want to build a Wonder Woman costume. I'm not going to wear it, but I want to build one.
You'd look pretty good, though.
I'll make it for you.
I just want to build a damn Wonder Woman costume because I want to have it on the display and build the display around it.
Will you build it for me?
I will.
He's lying,
build it for you.
Me?
No, I'm going to build it.
I think he will.
To me, like you said, Rox, like the moment, like the amazing, like the fact that they didn't spoil Ares. We didn't see him in marketing.
I know.
And I was kind of halfway through the film going, oh, is it not David Thewlis? Because I thought it was okay, it's him. I was like, oh, is it Huston?
Was that revealed that he was the voice of Ares?
They
before?
Never really like, came out and said it. And I'm like, is he not? Is it Huston? Because he's doing that stuff with the inhaling. Is that keeping his human form?
Yeah, it made you think that was him.
Clearly the red
Swervy
herring.
McGurry. Oh,
yeah. That they didn't spoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
I always said you can never trust a British man with a mustache, but
and a limp.
Okay, so that was your audience.
Yeah,
what was
audience,
your audience?
I saw it at 9 a.m, so my audience was just waking up. But even at 9 a.m, it was still about half full, which is pretty darn good.
Absolutely,
and it wasn't
lively. What age range are we talking? Like,
oh, I got in there during the previews.
Oh, okay,
because I was running. Me and you had that phone call, and so I was running a little bit late. But
yeah, we had that phone call.
We're all doing a group activity. That sounds weird. We're all doing something later.
Bowling.
Bowling. So the crowd wasn't like super crazy amped up, lively like yours, but you could tell everyone really enjoyed it because when I got up to hustle over here, everyone was still sitting and watching the credits. Mm. Like nobody got up.
Adam, what you got?
I went with my girlfriend Laura, who's in studio here today.
Welcome, Laura. Hello.
Hey, Laura. And we went to see a 70mm projection version at ArcLight, which was really awesome. And they didn't have trailers before. They told us they just had a 6-minute Dunkirk featurette, which was fantastic. And it led, because of that World War II setting, it dovetailed so nicely into this. What was great about the audience was it was an enthusiastic audience from beginning to end. There was laughs in all the right places. There was applause after a lot of the action beats. Just right off the top, one of the things that I thought was so fantastic was the signature action, the Amazon action, the way that when you see them jumping off of horses and leaning, I'm like, what's going on? And Diana
like
running
that
through the thing, like, I love a good origin story. I love a start at the beginning thing. And
but it didn't take that long to get through it, and young Diana was fantastic.
Yeah.
That little
both
girl.
Of them,
I mean,
so
you talk about favorite of all time DC, like, I still, even though, like, the Donner Superman movie, the third act kind of falls apart, the reason I love that film is because of that first act. I love the stuff on the farm and the growing up and all that.
It's so great that you say that about Origins, because I think we can all agree, Man of Steel is a great Superman origin for modern day.
Yeah.
Now with Wonder Woman, I'm now kind of sad we don't get Affleck's standalone origin. As much as I don't want to see the Batman story again, it would complete this trilogy of great films for me.
Yeah.
Like, to see his, because these two, as much as how diverse as Man of Steel is, it's still a really good, different take on Superman.
Yeah, and honestly, like, in going back and just talking about, like, where this ranks in the modern DCEU, it's like, I clearly put it above BVS and Suicide Squad, and definitely, Man of Steel, to me, is a film that I didn't love at first, and it has tremendous rewatchability.
Yes.
Like, just because there's parts of it that are beautiful. Now, I will say there's nothing in this film as egregious as the stupid dog Tornado
or
Martha.
You had to look at me when you said that,
because
you
know. I
know,
because
you know,
I hate it too. And there's nothing that pisses me off in this film as much as that. But, that Krypton and Man of Steel I go back to. I love the whole, the slow burn and like, you know, him finding himself in Man of Steel.
And what it goes, they did nice in this, is the fact that how in Man of Steel they did the whole history of Krypton with the Mercury and the ship, and now this, we got the story of Zeus in that storybook.
Yeah, that was
beautiful.
Fantastic.
That was
awesome.
Was really
oh my
well
God,
designed.
I just, I'm kind of wishing with Batman and we would have gotten that with a film with him.
It's crazy that they came up with that. That was so original.
Because you needed to do that history.
It was interesting.
And I'm glad they were smart not to show her being sculpted from clay, but acknowledged it.
Yeah.
That she's from clay.
But not really.
See. We'll see.
We don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it was acknowledged in a way that it was funny, but that was the story that she was told.
Okay. All right.
But I think
she is this naive character.
But
she
is a demigod.
Yeah.
Essentially, she's the daughter of Zeus. She's,
yeah.
I mean, well, that's what I got.
And it's a nice reminder at the end when she's like, goodbye, brother. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. So how did you guys like Ares? How did you feel about Ares, the villain?
It's interesting. I liked it because it was a swerve. You don't ever expect the guy is up in age. He was limping, like Mike just said. It definitely threw me off. Like when she was talking about, I forget the character's name, the German guy.
Ludendorff.
Yeah, Ludendorff. Yeah. I'll be honest, I was sold. I'm like, it's got to be him. He's sniffing the dust and whatever you want to call it. He's
restore your strength.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have Dr. Poison at his side. So I love a good swerve to where I don't find stuff out until the very end, where it's like BVS gave us the villain in the damn trailers.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of moments where I was like, how is this guy? And then when he actually became Ares, I was like, oh, now.
Nothing was more awesome than watching that metal compound onto him. Like, as he's getting his armor and it's coming in, I was like, wow,
in my head, that's awesome. I knew we're getting Ares. I saw that there was a toy of him that you could put together from buying the other figures. I got the art book, but I haven't opened it before the movie, so I didn't want to know. I was like, are they going to show him? Is he going to grow?
I thought he was going to grow because of the Lego thing. I thought he was going to be, like, enormous, and I'm glad
I love that he was human, slightly like a giant human.
But I will say,
Shaquille O'Neal.
Believable.
Yes.
And the fact that they used the actor's face.
Yes.
And it wasn't too much CGI. You could tell they probably used an actor, a body double on set a lot. I think Ares was handled so damn well. That could have been the doomsday moment of, CGI, and it just fit so beautifully. And Ares is designed, like the armor molding on him out of just the battlefield wreckage.
And I love that it kind of gave a little bit of validity to Wonder Woman's story, being like, if I am able to do this, because when she finally kills who she believes to be Ares and nothing happens, it's like, can we trust our protagonist?
Which
does
I love,
she have
by the
any
way.
Idea?
I love that she offices the wrong guy.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She's already killed plenty of people in the movie.
That
it's not like it's shocking.
That guy deserved to go.
Totally. Yeah. So it's a justifiable kill.
But I still, 100%, but I think that it's interesting that she's like, wow, what, why? And we think,
but
everything alive.
Her, like, it doesn't matter, we're not good. What if we're not
yes.
good people?
And then I'm like, is this his story? Is this moving over to him? And then it's like, no, they hit us with this actual Ares, and you realize that there is more to this than we know.
He just showed up there. She's like, General, was in Winston, was it? Captain Winston, I think, or Watson.
Oh, the name of the...
David Thewlis's character. Yeah. He just pops up, but what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about next? Like, my big thing, a lot of people were saying,
Chris Pine, damn.
Someone, one of our followers, I think it's Eggy.
He was good.
He said a great thing. He's like, one of his problems with the movie, he goes, with Chris Pine being so damn good, we got robbed of a great Hal Jordan. Like, because seeing him in this role would have dominated as Hal Jordan, but he was so heartfelt and so...
You know what's crazy?
Charming and their love story is short of the time as it was, you could see why he fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And oh my God!
Go for it, East Blue Drew. Don't worry. He's about to get fired for watching us at work right now.
Oh, no.
Keep it going.
We got you. We'll support
you. The fact that there was the explosion, they were deaf because their ears, and they're trying to talk to each other.
Oh, I love that
and
callback.
And you don't hear what they're saying.
I
and
love
like, in
that.
In my head, I'm like, are they never going to hear their final words? Then they show us each other's point of view.
Yeah.
Crying. Like, I love you. And she's like, don't go. Oh, my God.
I will say, though, it is very interesting. This is one of the things that made me think about this movie and why I want to see it so many more times.
Oh, can't wait.
Is that when she does transition from leaving her home to coming, she says, it's about mankind. She says, this is what I'm supposed to do. Who would I be if I stayed? And it was about the greater good. But what really set her off at the end there, what gave her that strength, was watching Chris Pine go and seeing him blow up. And I was wondering, what an interesting choice for something that is so female-driven, for something that is so girl power, to make the catalyst of her being able to save the day and defeat her major villain that she's losing her first love,
yeah,
which I think was interesting.
I mean, a lot of times, though, it's opposites with a guy, with a superhero. I mean, they fall in love, too.
But
so
I'm not finding fault with it. I'm just pointing it out that it was unique that I think that the first time it was, like, for the love of the Earth, and for the second time it was for a love of an individual.
And I think, like, how they said, the through line, which I'm glad the tag never was out there on posters and things, was, like, all you need is love.
Yeah.
That's what they kept saying, and it's so topical.
Yeah.
This movie is so topical for what is this world
right now. Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time that I cried...
Really,
sorry,
is.
Adam.
No, it's okay.
The first time that I cried was... And this is obviously a personal thing, but when we saw all of these women in armor, and I was like, I've never seen this in a film before. I've never...
Just athletic.
What you guys have gotten, I've never gotten that.
No?
And it was, like, so unbelievable to watch all these women training in their armor and kicking butt and on these horses and flipping off of them and fighting each other. And I honestly didn't think that I was going to be so emotional about that, but I just started, like, crying. And I was like, I can't believe that this is as moving and surprising as it is to me, because I've never gotten this before.
You know, and it's funny you say that, because I ever think of Amazons, I always think of just hate, like, against men. We're women, we don't need them. But it's not. They were just, they didn't view...
They need men for pleasure.
It wasn't the men. It was just like, and when they brought Steve Trevor and they were like, kill him, he's a man. It was just like, no, we need to question him. No, we can't send him back.
Right.
It was never this just one-sided. They just,
well, because
that's
they had
a human.
Experienced men.
Right.
A lot of them had experienced men.
So that was just such a nice, they didn't take the simple way out with it. There were so many layers to all, and all the women had different opposing ideas of what they wanted to do with Trevor.
I like
so
when she saw the baby, though, and she was still like, baby! You know, like, she was still like,
because
she,
not to New 52 with the ice cream. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
It has a nod to Justice League, the original New 52 kind of thing that they did with her and ice cream.
You should be proud of yourself.
Oh,
that
was
awesome.
And, like,
but I agree with the baby part, because I don't think that should be overlooked. She is this strong woman, but then she also, this isn't something she experiences a lot. It's a baby.
There was. I like that, in fact, it wasn't just like we're plugging someone that looks like a female into the same archetype for a male story. It was parts like that, like the motherly instinct is something that's inherent in a woman, like, and like,
yes,
her seeing the baby was something like, you know, she connected to it. And there were no babies on Themyscira. She was the youngest child. She'd never seen a baby before.
Yes.
And I think also, and Roxy, you can speak to this more than us three guys, but they were not shying away from the femininity of the Amazons.
I love that.
It was not like we're equal to men, we're strong. It's like they embraced the femininity.
You could tell that this movie was made by a woman, not because it was so womanly, but because it wasn't, almost,
yes,
in some ways.
It was just...
It's interesting, because a lot of times when guys try to do their take on what a woman is, it's just from an outside perspective, and they either try too hard to lean into it or too hard to lean away from it.
Yep.
But this one embraced it, and I thought that was really cool, that she is a woman, she's sexy, she's beautiful, she kicks ass, and she does have those motherly instincts, but she also has those sexual urges, she's a fighter, all the things that a woman is.
I was almost expecting a female version of 300 with the Amazons, like alpha female,
right?
And it wasn't, and
it
worked so much better.
I agree.
Because they show that women have both sides of men and women, and that's why women are the stronger sex. It's just, they're just so much, and their understanding that they have.
And to think Patty Jenkins wasn't even the first choice. That drives me insane.
Yeah, well, Michelle McLaren would have done an amazing job.
She would have done
as well,
but it proves how good Patty Jenkins was, and she probably should have been deserving work like this for years.
It is interesting, because this had her stamp all over it, and it's surprising to me that Michelle McLaren had such creative differences with the studio, which is why that they broke apart. Because what do you think her view was?
I don't know.
Because they clearly let Patty run with this. It wasn't like they said, do our vision.
To the, when it came out, one of the pundits came out saying, hey, I have a friend that saw Wonder Woman. They said it's a mess. They say it's terrible. Where did that come from? Was it just a dissension voice of just someone? Like, I can't see anyone going, like, when the rumors with BBS Trouble came out, I was like, okay, you could see where different cuts were happening, this and that. Where was the dissension with the studio? And I think that's why Patty Jenkins
that
going,
might
hey,
have just been fake news.
Whoever called it,
that person might have
guys,
just
come
been,
out, because I'm telling you, it's my movie. This is not happening. Studio loves what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I just think...
And to your point, Mike, one thing I love about this... there's a lot of things I love about the movie, but the one thing especially... I'm not an expert, all right? You two have read everything. I have, first to admit, I'm not that guy. Like, I'm still learning. you could watch this movie from start to finish and not know a thing about DC, not know a thing about Marvel, not know a thing about comic books, and you can get it from start to finish, enjoy the hell out of it, get emotionally invested, cry a couple of times, laugh a bunch of times, and get motivated to be a better person by the end of it. What else could you ask for?
Even if you do know comics somewhat, you go see BVS, you're lost.
A little bit.
Not a little bit. And I
do know comics, and I was kind
of
lost.
That's what I'm saying. I accept that, and I understand when people have problems with that movie. I get it. But this movie, like you said, it is a... And some people are kind of like, oh, it works so great that it's a standalone film. But can I just say how much this enriches her performance in BVS?
It sure does.
And people are like, oh, she's wooden in BVS. But they knew what they were making when they were making BVS with Wonder Woman. They knew she's so closed off. Like, she beat Ares. The world was supposed to be a happy place. She saw 100 years of just us being horrible people. She's like, I'm not helping these people
right
anymore. But then at the very end, with Bruce Wayne in the picture, she's jumping off the building because she hears danger. She's Wonder Woman again.
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, it's that's beautiful. Interesting because we don't know. We don't know what she hasn't done.
No.
I mean, it's certainly not. We don't know that she hasn't come out and been in her costume in that 100 years.
Yeah.
I don't know that. They kind of leave that ambiguous.
It's great. It's great. But we do see this. And okay, let's talk about gals, the acting. Because I know a lot of my friends who are... I had never had a problem with her acting-wise at all. And we'll just put this out right now. There was not one person that saw that in that film and go, oh, doesn't look fit enough. No, she was perfect physically.
Yeah.
But her acting, and I know people had problems with it, whatever. And I'm always of a mind of some actors need a director that knows how to work with actors. Like, look at Natalie Portman in the Star Wars prequels. It's kind of not that great, but they put her in Black Swan.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Okay, but fair enough. But
Canucks fan,
film,
I want to address that. Canucks fan just brought up. Sorry to interrupt, but he just brought up one thing about. So can she fly or not? It's a little vague.
I think
the power sets in general were not really specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like what her powers were, like when she does this thing and that,
right.
Like. I still was unclear as, like, can she fly or can't she fly? And what is this thing? Is that from the bracelets? Is there a concussive blast coming out of her?
She's still abilities, I think.
She is, but what I've taken away is that I don't think she can fly. I think she's a jumper. I think she can move and glide, but I don't think
isn't that in the comics? Because I'm not... Because sometimes she flies, but
sometimes she flies.
She's just a glider.
Yeah,
and that's why she has the plane.
Yeah, so...
She's got ups.
Which, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that.
Which Patty Jenkins has said, you
and
cannot
about
do one
this
two without the plane.
What about the this thing? Because, like, she used it with Doomsday.
Well,
what I understand about this is that she already has the power within, but this... Just
because of the great swerve of the God Killer sword.
Yes, exactly.
None of us saw that coming.
That was awesome.
That she is the God Killer. So I think the power's in her, and it's just harnessed through that.
Exactly. Because
and she had no clue till the end.
I don't think that she can necessarily deflect bullets, but those can. So there's obviously some sort of extreme power going on in there. But then she also has it. So it was a combination.
But to Gal herself,
wow.
And again, my friend who was that was his one, was like, I don't know, I just, everything they've seen in the trailers, the delivery of the lines, he looked over, and she killed it.
Yeah.
And it is truth of a great director working with an actress. Like, then I'm saying, you say the word wrong, the naivety of a character, she was so innocent, and her, she, it was filled with wonder, and everything that she dealt with, and with her and Steve, when they finally gas that building, and she looks at him, and she's like, no, you're just as bad as them, you lied, like... You felt every single thing she was going through. You felt for her.
And with how beautiful she is, everyone knows she's drop-dead gorgeous, but man.
I know. She's a model. Okay, we get it. But,
but
the way that they lit her and...
Well, just
everything.
And her facial expressions, you could literally see her thoughts. And, like, watching her be this amazing in the movie, you can tell she's a mother. Like, she has extra...
Yeah.
Just that extra, like,
she's endearing, and she's got
she's got that extra care and that extra love to her. You could tell that she has something else in her life that she loves more than herself. And man, it really comes out on screen.
We were talking about that yesterday. Actually, my girlfriend was talking about, like, you know, she's like, she's just beautiful, she's a model. But, like, I'm not willing to say, like, she's an Academy Award level actress or anything like that. I think she was great in this role, and I think what she has is, again, like that Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, which in the right role, there's gravitas there.
Yeah, in the
That's what she has. And, like, she brought, you know, and it's her military background, it's her her Israeliness, you know, I think all that plays into it. And I loved, the times I did love is when she was being indignant, and she was, like, fighting with him, like, no, you don't understand, like, those times where she was getting really frustrated,
like
with
in the
Steve
meeting with the British, like, why are they not letting him speak?
Oh,
I love that.
And then he's like trying to quiet her down, and she's just ignoring
like,
that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I did love that. And then and we saw it in the trailer.
But then also her understanding human beings. Like, I thought she was going to use it on the guy that couldn't shoot. But then she's like, well, what are we going to do with
what
that?
Was up
we
with
need
that?
Your singing.
Was that like a PTSD?
PTSD. Okay. And they didn't beat you over the head with it, but you're like, oh, that's what he's not. This he doesn't want to be.
So you can sing. But I you can come and sing.
Yeah,
for
but
us.
She was understanding. She was empathetic in that moment, and I thought that was really cool because she had been like hard on people and not understanding that. But she's growing.
And it wasn't the Amazon like we think about. No, he's worthless. We do not need him. Right. No, she understood because it's compassion.
Right.
Wonder Woman has compassion, and that's what the greats like Alex Ross when he draws her. She's always the most compassionate of all the heroes. She's the mother.
But I think that was great that I think we saw that compassion grow through this film because that's what she had to learn, that it was all about love. And that was the thing, is like she's different at the end. Like when she's killing, she's an Amazon warrior, and that's all she ever wanted to be growing up. She wanted to fight. But it was like by the end of the film, and the reason why it's a great origin arc is she has the reason and her purpose is that it's all about love, because she's just killing. She's like, yeah, the Germans are bad, but they're bad because of Ares.
Yeah.
Once I pluck that out, that's gonna be, she has a very myopic understanding of human nature, and that's what Steve Trevor does a great job, because he's there to teach her this and teach her a real love. And then like we get to see that awesome, you know, she has that her Neo moment or whatever when she really comes into her powers at the end is when the love thing happens, and you just see like she's just, I can't even describe what's going on. It's just ass-kickery.
Oh. Yeah. Ass-kickery.
Yeah, it's just like sheer ass-kickery going on all over the place.
And her vulnerability, that's the word I was looking for about 5 minutes ago. Her vulnerability is just incredible. I didn't expect it to be that great. It was.
Yeah.
And God.
It's very challenging as a performer to know when to be like cheeky and when to smile and when to be forceful. And I just feel like, yes, part of it is Patty Jenkins and she did an amazing job, but this is something that I didn't know Gal had in her from what I had seen before.
That's what a lot of people
and I think that it's really impressive. It was a really impressive performance. So no, I'm not saying that she, I don't know what she'll be like in other roles, but I do know that this isn't what she was like in previous roles that I've seen. She was able to nail this, and I don't doubt that she'll be able to nail other things.
It enriches BBS for me so much more with her now.
Yeah, like, because she, like you said, she's seen everything since then, because World War I was
100 years ago.
Yeah,
100 years later. 100 years ago.
There's also, you know, Patty Jenkins, she hasn't done a major film in a long time.
No?
I love when you hear why she walked off of Thor 2. So clearly she's not desperate to do what she doesn't want to do. I think she's done a lot of TV in the meantime.
Yeah.
But she directed Charlize Theron to an Academy Award.
That's what I'm saying.
So
you get a director that knows how to work with actors.
Again, this is what, again, I'm going to make a favorable Marvel comparison now. That's what Kevin Feige's focus was in getting these directors to get the heart and performance out of the people, because these studios know how to do the spectacle. But the spectacle is meaningless if it's not attached to the heart. And that's,
you know,
I mean, I don't know that Patty Jenkins has done big action before. I'm sure she had a lot of help with that kind of stuff.
It goes to, like, with Logan, that movie. My favorite scene in the entire movie was him and Professor X and the family at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And for me, it was the Steve Trevor and her scene in the boat. Favorite scene in the entire movie.
Wow. How was favorite your audience with that? The audience was dying during that.
They're laughing, but not like in the like, oh, this is awkward. It was just because it was just,
and it left you wanting
wonderful.
More.
It was
a
human.
Perfect length of time. Like,
yes.
And I was like, oh my God, I could watch this all day, but that was perfect. And then I loved the scene of them dancing in the snow.
And I don't know if this is true. I was reading the making of book. They said it really started snowing at that moment. They had the snow ready to go, but it just started snowing.
Jesus. I love the snow.
But it was just magical in the way that they...
He's like, you poor thing.
Allowed,
you've never done this. Let me teach
they
you.
They allowed the love story to happen. And I wasn't sure if they were going to do that.
And
but
I love
they allowed it.
The rest of the team, I thought, was fantastic, too. I mean, I love how the marksman was all of a sudden couldn't shoot. And you know, when they saved No Man's Land, it brought out him singing again, and like you actually got to see you got to see that town happy again, and which made it that much more heart-wrenching when the gas got
and
released.
And when she's walking through the town, everyone's cheering, she's just smiling, talking to everyone. It's like, that's Wonder Woman. That's like...
Yet she has a sword in her back.
Yes,
yeah.
It's just still like...
Well, you have one all the time.
You guys have never seen my back on the show.
What did you guys think of the Lasso of Truth? I know that's kind of divisive.
Okay, this is a divisive thing, isn't it? I'm curious.
I'm glad you said divisive, by the way.
My friends who were tough...
Some people have been saying divisive.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Divisive.
I think so.
My friends
were very
tough on DC films. They loved it. They were like, I'm a spy, and it burns.
Yeah.
Like, it's brilliant. It compels you to tell the truth. I don't know what else we could have done.
Oh, I thought that was great. I thought that was really... He's trying not to say spy.
He's like, I'm a spy. Okay, I'm a spy.
I thought it was awesome. His performance was baller in
that
part,
too. He's fantastic.
But I think that most people that I've seen have issues with it isn't with what it does. It's with how it looks. Which is interesting really? Because I think it's so visually stunning.
Color.
The color is amazing.
Yeah.
But what I've read from people who don't like it, it's not that they have a problem with it making people tell the truth. It's that they don't like the way that it looked.
Because it was too bright?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
It stood against
What else would it be? Just a rope?
It stood against... Yeah, I think they just wanted a rope, but it stood against the graininess and the bleakness. Yeah. And what I loved is when filmmakers do stuff that you don't think about, like when she started using it like a bullwhip and like blocking stuff with
the double sided. She was using both ends of it to fight.
I always picture her whipping people, grabbing them, and pulling them, but not using it as a whip.
Talk about being able to fly. Imagine when she starts and just like take it off.
Oh, that reminded me of the Amazons again, and that fight sequence was one of them was locked the rope into the mountain and was coming down and swinging and got
was
nailed.
Was it Hippolyta that did the
hanging
thing
on the thing?
And then threw it, and then the three daggers.
Was it Antipy? Antipope and Robin Wright's character.
Robin Wright's character. Oh,
Antiope.
Yes. That was Antiope. The three arrows.
The three arrows.
Yeah. I'm talking about the one that got killed early on when she threw the thing down
first
and swung off the rock
down.
And then she's like hanging there. It was,
and I loved how great was it the way that they did the mascara with it's all foggy but they come through the
that
the
was
thing,
great.
Just like oh.
Bermuda Triangle style.
Yes.
I think that was great too. But again, what I will say, the screening that I went to, when I walked out, two people were talking and I was overhearing, and they said, "We don't understand. If it's been hidden for all these years, how did they just go right through the fog?" And I was like, "Why don't you understand that?" They talked about how they cast the cloaking spell.
Yeah.
But I was reading online two reviews and people were like, "That part made no sense." So I feel like people are missing that it's not an actual barricade,
sure.
That it's a...
No, it's
a disguise.
And I think that people are missing that.
Like, if you would have flown through a certain path, you would go through it.
Right, exactly.
It's just,
they just
got lucky.
Again,
you got to think, it's 100 years ago. There was not as much... The seas were much more uncharted than they are now.
And who's to say nobody ever came through and somebody just quickly dealt with it, you know, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So
I would have liked a little bit of an explanation about her armor, her costume. It was like we saw it and she grabbed it, but there was like nothing...
Like the sword
I love
made
seeing
sense.
How she got
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, there was none of those. Like, we had just a line about the God Killer sword. You knew what the last
and this,
one truth
I loved how she got her this.
There was Antiope.
Yeah,
it was
yes. Given to her. Okay,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah,
that was
cool.
So we did get a little bit about it, and I feel like there's more to come.
Yeah, I did really like just the look of the thing, like the close up of the boots and everything. Like, the costume is really good.
And the reveal.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it was coming.
Well, we saw that in the trailers
you
a
did?
Lot, which
what
sucks.
What reveal are you talking about?
The No Man's Land with the
oh,
cloak.
Oh, oh.
And just
they needed to do that, and it was a good thing, because when people were talking about this movie coming out of Comic-Con last year as the best trailer, they did give away a good scene, but it also helped to sell the movie.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and in their defense, they have not... They didn't ruin the big reveals. The God Killer Sword,
so.
Ares, we didn't... They learned their lesson. They learned the lesson with BVS and Suicide Squad, and I hope it continues. And I say this, please, if anyone from WB is listening... Do not show Superman's Return with Justice League coming out. We know he's in the film. Don't show it. You've learned your lesson. Please learn.
And
please
don't
learn.
Show the villain.
Don't show
Still
Steppenwolf.
Still a tricky thing, though. But here's the thing, though. If you're Warner Brothers and you need to sell this movie...
And you've got Henry Cavill
and
in it.
And everybody knows he's in the film. Like, it's a tough decision
Adam,
to make.
I think they're in a good place now because of this movie
being
what it is. Pump up Gal. Pump up Gal.
Yep.
Because they did... WB released this thing online. A lot of people were snickering. Like, they're putting up BVS and they're going, rediscover Wonder Woman.
Here's how you do it.
And they're putting that on top of BVS. I'm like, well, it's true.
Yeah.
What if there's a Justice
marketing.
League trailer? What if there's a Justice League trailer where you have Batman with these new recruits and somehow they're referring to Superman and why he died and like in almost like a flashbacky kind of way. So to show him but not show new footage.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Like Flash could be like, you knew him, huh? What was he like? And there's Flashes.
Yes.
Just don't show the moment of him coming down with the sun behind him, landing, or them
I'm
shaking
so
hands.
I'm so curious to see if they do or not.
I don't
like
want
as
to.
It gets close,
they know they're in the lesson.
But sticking
please.
On this movie because I know that we don't have that much time. Another thing that I absolutely adored was
besides
when,
the whole movie.
The whole movie was when she was. They were trying on outfits with her, and they're going through the outfits.
The secretary was hilarious.
She was amazing.
I wanted more
than that. It was awesome that nobody ever. It wasn't like. Everybody, look, this girl's really pretty. They were just like, what do we
and
do?
And he comes out
and
says, I told you to make her look less.
Your
glasses.
What about
she's
Edda's?
Like, oh, yeah, I give her glasses. She suddenly isn't the most beautiful
right,
I've
exactly,
ever
yeah.
seen. It's perfect.
That
like,
was awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And
she
it's
did,
true. She looked, even in that outfit, you're just like, oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Like, how do you hide that?
And she's with the sword and the shield. Okay, let's go. Take me to the war. Like, no, it doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, drop me off at the front.
Yeah, so, it's like, what? I love that she kept saying that because she just doesn't get it.
And then she's
it's
like,
awesome.
And then he's like, here, let me help. He's like, no, let me do it. Like, she wasn't even letting him go through the door. He's like, no, let me do it.
So great.
It was beautiful. It's like,
yep.
I don't know what else. What else? Like,
yeah, shout out to Lucy Davis for that. Etta, yeah,
I wanted more of Etta Candy. I wanted more of
her.
She
was so good.
Yes.
She was awesome. But who knows? Maybe we'll see more of her at some point.
Maybe.
Flashbacky kind of.
I thought there was just enough of Etta Candy. You know, it wouldn't have made sense if she went on the mission.
Right,
with
she didn't.
There.
I bet some of her got left on the cutting room floor because I feel like they probably film more with her. Yeah.
To do what you're saying right now, Patty has said there is no deleted scenes.
What?
She said that. She's like, this movie, there's going to be no ultimate cut. There's
I'm not saying that we're ever going to see it. I'm just,
yeah.
Even if there's no deleted scenes, there's no way that they didn't film. There's no way nothing got.
Could have
been
the same scenes.
I'm sure they got a couple of extra jokes.
Okay. It seemed like the kind of stuff that there would be a lot of improv.
Yes, with her, especially her character.
Fair enough.
Were there things, this is great that we're positive, but let's be, if there's anything to critique about this film. No film is perfect.
Nope.
I'm curious.
It didn't feel like it ran. The funny thing is, I think it's only about, 8 minutes shorter than BVS?
Yeah, 220.
Yeah.
BVS seemed so much longer than Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a critique, but I do think that the first act might have been my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interest. I don't usually say that about movies. So it got me so hooked, and then everything else from there was amazing. But I usually don't find that the first act is the strongest of the film. This one was just perfection to me.
Two things for me.
Okay.
One, Ludendorff's the sniffing of the stuff.
Yeah.
I could have done less blue glowy stuff. Maybe it had been more of like a physical drug reaction. Like you see his veins start popping, mm-hmm. and gets a little swollen. A little bit less than that.
But how awesome was Dr. Poison?
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
And there was a weird cut. She stabs Ludendorff on the building.
Yeah.
Realizes doesn't comes down, stalks to Steve. Ares appears.
Doesn't have the sword.
There's the next thing. Cut scene. She's walking down from the roof. And I know you couldn't have shown the scene of her walking up. I gotta get my sword and come down.
No. I thought
my
that was very weird.
Point.
She
goes,
reaches for the sword and then just has
my
the sword.
My friend goes, why didn't he pull the sword out of Ares or Ludendorff
and then
walk down?
I 100% agree and notice that.
But I go, well, she's done. The God Killer did its purpose. The sword is done. I'm gonna revel and enjoy the battle being over.
Mm-hmm.
Come talk to Steve. It's not, I gotta get the sword again. Excuse me, Ares. There couldn't have been that scene. But we needed to see it.
I know what you mean.
We needed to see
her
climbing down. So it's they handled it well. I don't know. I think just I would have taken the sword out of him. That is it. That is
sure.
It. Those
that
two
was
little
weird.
Things. And they're
yeah.
nitpicky. They're nitpicky. I'm nitpicking and doesn't you know.
I guess my only thing is I think I enjoyed the fight scene in No Man's going towards No Man's Land better than her fight with Ares. But whatever.
I totally agree. And Laura and I were saying the same thing. It was like there were so many spectacular fights. And listen, in this day and age, when we've seen everything, the fact that you can still wow with effects.
And just surprising
stuff. It was just a boss battle at
Amazon's
the end.
Fighting.
Like, there wasn't enough. I agree. It wasn't climactic enough, the fight with Ares, for me. And then the other thing, I'm sorry.
So
that was one thing. I thought, and then like, Dr. Poison, did we get a resolution with her?
Well, they left.
She
they
didn't
leave her
kill
alive.
Her.
They leave her alive, which
but
I
then
think,
she bugged out. But there was no. We didn't know.
I think that we're definitely going to see her character in the
you
future.
You would think.
And then
who knows how long somebody who's.
But he made the point.
I was
like,
confused.
It's
with
not just me. It's these are the people. Look at them. That's who you're going to save. These terrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, and she's a woman. The fact that they made Dr. Poison, and in the comics I believe Poison is a woman as well, but the fact it's so much stronger, it so much speaks to
yeah.
her, it's like there's another woman right there.
Here's another thing that was I had trouble with, and I want to know if you guys have an opposition, maybe there's something I didn't see. Hippolyta was very against her training, and then immediately was like, train her 5 times as hard, 10 times as hard, 50
well,
times as hard.
I mean,
it's
like
that's
dime.
That's what happens, though, I think, in real life sometimes.
As a mother, yeah.
Once you change your mind, it's like, now I'm going to double down.
All right, if you're going to do
because
it.
Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it times 1,000 because I'm not going to train her and then have her not be the best in the entire world.
And also, as a parent, none of us are parents yet, but as a parent, sometimes you realize when your child has made a life decision and you either lose them or you support it.
She's
right.
the all-in kind of person.
My friends, though, made a good point. They said, okay, the trains, and then she does the one thing once, and she's like, oh, now I made a mistake. It was
yeah.
a weird, she went so hard, trained her 5 times hard, and then she does
what
the one
done?
Thing, she's like, oh,
yeah.
what have I done?
I hear you, but don't you guys know people like this?
Oh, yeah.
So
I didn't have
I
a problem.
I think it's realistic now.
Yeah,
if this was your actual friend, you'd be like, all right, you're a little rash as a person, you keep going back and forth, you maybe you're a flip-flopper, you
right.
should get into politics, but I feel like that this is something that...
I didn't have a problem
yeah.
with it. And what I love, I forgot about it. How about at the beginning when Steve sees with them with the shield bouncing and then with the three guys? I thought they were going to use that as a bulletproof thing. No, Diana! And the three of them are holding it, but she uses that again. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. But it was cool too because he wasn't like a little wussy.
No!
He was still awesome. Steve Trevor.
Steve Trevor saved
a
lot of people.
Smart, and he was knew above what to average. Do, but he knew that Diana was stronger than he was, and he didn't care.
And she didn't just knock the guy out of the tower. She brought the damn tower down.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a little bit. She was like, she was a god. I mean, he was like,
you know. But he never was like intimidated by that in a bad way. It was cool to watch. Because like, how much of the movie, if this was a different film, we would have spent 45 minutes of this movie with Chris Pine being like, I don't know if I can deal with a woman who's stronger than me, so maybe I'll try to man up,
and,
you know?
And I think it goes to Patty Jenkins to me, because I was fully expecting this movie to open up on spy Steve Trevor undercover, his plane crashing. I did not think that they would start on the women. And that's just from a...
I'm glad they did.
We're so used to seeing movies, you know, male-driven by the men. I expected fully on men in war. And then we'll get to Themyscira. But to start at Themyscira, brilliant.
And I can't say enough about Chris Pine. I mean, yeah, he was a damsel in distress at first, but then he became a really strong guy who wasn't insecure with Wonder Woman being way more powerful than him. And they were a hell of a buddy cop team for a little while. And I'm glad there wasn't like some weird love scene. Okay, yeah, they kissed. Great, perfect. We got
it.
I heard
they had sex, but we didn't watch
it. Lights went out.
Yeah.
What point?
Yeah, after the kiss, they go up to the room above the chateau. Lights on, lights off.
We see a kiss. We know
some sensuality.
This is some sensuality.
But she clearly he didn't pleasure her.
I don't feel like she did doggy style.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
That's what some sensuality means.
She would do it to him.
Yeah, that's a callback to the show, guys. And don't forget. Some sensuality implies
and don't forget, there's no pleasure because men can't pleasure women.
No, no, no. Just not necessary for pleasure.
Yeah.
Necessary for
procreation. She read that in a book
somewhere.
She
probably took that as a challenge. He's like, well, I'll show her. She doesn't know about the 13th rules.
So Mark Bernardin, who does the show with Kevin Smith, he had a great assessment that Chris Pine's character, Trevor, was really our everyman experiencing watching Wonder Woman become Wonder Woman from the outside. And I think that was a great point. So it wasn't only from her point of view. We got to live in his point of view. And she was discovering what she can do, and he was discovering it too. And it was just,
Amazon. I'm seeing it. What time is it? 1 o'clock?
We should probably get more to a few things. Look, we have.
Oh yeah, there's other DC movie news.
Yeah. Is there?
Wonder Woman best reviewed movie since Dark Knight. Patty Jenkins talked all about the rumor mill with Collider, which is fun. But and then there was
Can we do a quick ranking? Can we go like where does it fall on everybody's DCEU?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Should we include all DC movies?
We'll
of
do
all
both.
Time,
or?
No,
do both.
I don't think we can do both yet. I need to see the movie a couple more times.
Okay.
To do all time. But of these, you guys know my least favorite is Man of Steel. My second after that is BVS. After that is Suicide Squad. And then 50 other spaces above is Wonder Woman.
Yep.
I would watch this movie twice in a row before I would watch it once with any of those other ones.
It's the top for me right now. It's the top.
The top of all time. Of DCEU or DC, just DC? Okay.
DCEU, and right now, just after seeing it once, it's rivaling Batman Begins as my favorite DC film of all time. It is...
Same boat. I mean, number one now, for sure.
It is. Well, we got to watch it another
absolutely,
time.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't dislike BVS or Suicide Squad. It's just Wonder Woman to me.
No.
Just...
But for me, and as much as you guys know I love BVS, it enhances that movie so much more. I want to go back and watch her performance.
It does make me want to see it more.
Yeah.
For me right now, Wonder Woman is sitting at the top of the DCEU, kind of next to Man of Steel. Again, repeat watchings are going to tell. The other two, Suicide Squad, I'm not a fan of. BVS... theatrical cut, but let's just call the ultimate cut, so I'll put that in there. I do like that. But my other ones, I put Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and the first Superman movie are pretty much the top of the cream. Yeah. And this is sitting with there right now, but I've lived with those movies for a long time.
You gotta let it marinate to put it in your
chart. It's hard.
Let's end the Wonder Woman talk on where do we go? Okay, we know... I think... A sequel, my friend's talking, needs to be greenlit.
We can't end yet because we haven't talked about the music either, which I...
Okay, then let's not end yet.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the music.
Because where you were going with what happens after Chris Pine and where is life now and what do we do with the sequel?
Yes.
Okay. The music in this movie.
Damn.
I have the soundtrack at home. It came in the mail today. I have not gotten it yet. It is annoying me.
How did you guys feel about when they finally brought in the...
Now, I will say this, because Patty Jenkins has gone on record as saying, we love the theme. It just doesn't fit with our movie. She said that. So in my head, I'm like, oh, they're going to put it over the credits. And I listened to...
You said that on air.
On YouTube, it came on... The track No Man's Land was released. And I'm sitting at home. I'm listening to it on YouTube. and you hear that, and it, they built it in three times, and I was welling up knowing that it's going to happen.
It was so perfect.
It came in so perfectly.
The way they used
it. And the credits, the new version of it over the credits was phenomenal.
Oh, amazing. The DC intro. Damn.
Yeah, people want to talk about the DC intro.
The intro.
My God, everybody wanted time. It's like, intro. Wow.
The classic league.
That intro, I...
Aquaman.
Blonde Aquaman.
So blonde woman.
Hal Jordan.
I saw, anybody who watched previously knows this, but anybody who didn't, I saw this movie with a lot of critics because it was a screening.
Now, you didn't see it. It wasn't a fan screening. It was a critic screening,
half
right?
and half.
Okay.
It was really interesting. So, all, like, there was reserve section for the critics, and then there was fans who were waiting in line for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, what was interesting about critic screenings, and you guys know as going to them before, is that sometimes they're really hard because sometimes critics are the toughest audience, sure. and they like, mm-hmm. and it will be dead ass silent, and you'll want to laugh, and you won't. And sometimes critics are the biggest fan. And luckily, this was like the biggest fans ever. And when the DC intro started playing, people like stood. And they were like, yeah! Like, everybody was flipping out. And
you saw the new DC intro.
Yes, yes.
People were rooting for this. I know people always say there's an anti-DC bias, but as much as people have come down on the other films, everybody loves a comeback.
Yeah. And especially
people
with
wanted
current...
it That's to do... And for Wonder Woman, nobody wanted to see Wonder Woman do poorly.
I don't think current events going on in the DCEU also, I really feel like that gave us the extra push for people to be like, let's support our DC team right now. Like, let's not be those jackbutts.
I do not personally feel it is a critic's bias against DC. Like, it's some conspiracy. They're paid off. I think it's a different websites that have different clickbait, you know,
sure.
Wonder Woman's armpits, the marketing, blah, blah, blah.
It's all clickbait.
It's all clickbait.
It's a kick it when you're down kind of mentality.
Shoot, I forgot to look for armpit gate during the movie.
I didn't think about armpits at one time.
What was the issue with that? I don't even know what the hell.
We'll
care.
Because, it was, you know.
But, like, the fact that, like, oh, shit, I don't know what I was going to say. We were talking clickbait articles.
Yeah.
Can we talk box office predictions? We did $11 million last night in the Thursday night preview.
Which is, to put it in perspective, good, not great.
But it's very good.
But it's good, not great. Compared to some other, Suicide Squad had more.
Batman v Superman Guardian, was like $27 million.
Yeah, Guardians had I think 17.
They were comparing it. It's done better than like Ant-Man, Doctor Strange,
right?
First
Doctor
Guardians.
Strange I think had like
which
nine.
It should,
but this
though.
I predict this is going to be a reverse word of mouth. But, it is going to build.
I agree, but I do think it's interesting that there still is that weird bias because in my brain, Wonder Woman is big. Is as big as a character Superman and Batman.
Yeah,
and that's how I think. And so that it's even in the same ballpark as Doctor Strange, which is like, I don't look at them as the same superhero.
But all you have to see, Rocks...
But that's the Marvel brand, though.
See, Rocks, is that there are still people, like in Texas...
Yeah.
That are bitching about an all-female screening. There is still a contingency that having a female...
This is my favorite article.
To have a female-led film, there is still a massive contingent of people that are not going to see this film.
Wait.
Based on that alone.
Should we give this epic. Guy... Let's this, not even... Okay,
this
go
is,
ahead.
I
well,
have
the
to.
Rebuttal you have
I have to.
To
because this is what...
It's the rebuttal.
I sent you guys this morning because it was just unbelievable. You guys know the Austin screening. This douche wrote this long email.
It's a lot of people.
Can women...
And Austin's a progressive city.
Have women even ever invented
anything
gross?
Can we get a Spider-Man movie just for guys? There's a Spider-Man movie.
Name one thing that a woman ever invented. Mic drop. Like, are you kidding me? So this guy, I don't want to say who he writes it to because I don't want to give that guy any credit. But the mayor of Austin writes back to him the most amazingly bitter, fantastic email of all time. Go check it out. It's all over the place, but I read it on NPR. I'm writing to alert you that your email account has been hacked by an unfortunate and unusually hostile individual. Please remedy your account security right away, lest this person's uninformed and sexist rantings give you a bad name. After all, we men have to look out for each other. It goes on. It's so good. Like, not that he had to start listing things that women have invented because of this other, but he does.
And it's written by the guy from Guns N' Roses, or?
Steve Adler.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's in.
So good.
I'm just...
So good. Like, the fact that people are upset that there were, three screenings that were...
Three.
It's unbelievable.
People guess are... What, buddy, guess what? Every movie is an all-male screening.
Yes.
So just shut up.
And also, if you have that much time to like put an email together and be concerned about something, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Pick a cool cause, man.
Do you think that guy's had much sex?
Write to UNICEF.
No, he has no pleasure in his life.
He proves the Amazon's
with
point.
With his hand, a lot of sex.
But I will say this, watching this movie, at the very end, I leaned over my buddy and go, maybe that explains, maybe Ares is still alive with Trump. Is he? You think he's in his body there? It's just so topical. It's just so like...
Okay, I'm really curious because everyone's... What do you guys think? Back box off a prediction.
I am giving it... In my dream of dreams, I think a great number for us would be 112.
That's great.
For the weekend.
For the weekend. Okay. I think 112 would be perfect. I do think we're going to break 100. I know some people are on the lower 95 range, but I'm giving it 112.
I say mid-9s.
Okay.
9.5, 9.6. I want it to... I think it'll break 100, but smart. I'm being... You guys
you're
know me, guys.
You're setting yourself up for success.
I am terrible at numbers, proven on the show.
It's a smart number.
And I'll say overall, high 8s.
Yeah.
Only because it is a female-driven lead, and there's still a contingency out there, you know? And as a family... 100%. The dad is the one that's like, no, we're not going to see that. We're going to, you know, and
there's a lot of men out there like that idiot who hates women.
That's what I'm saying. So, that is what I'm saying. So,
well, they never invented anything.
Johnny,
so of course.
Do you have a box house prediction?
I was going to say over 100, but Mike is bringing up the good point. There's a lot of douchebags out there.
Yeah.
And that's the
you
thing is like,
factor them in.
We live in LA, which is, you know, obviously a super progressive city, but look, I've been throughout the country and I see. The country, and
that
so
you definitely do. You go to all different areas.
I go all over the place, and that's why I'm not surprised we have the president we do.
Uh-huh.
So, man, I would love to say well over 100, but you're probably right. I'm going to go more towards maybe 93.
Okay, I'm going to take 115. I was hoping 135, but I'm feeling a lot tempered now. But I also feel like this could do really well with families on the weekend.
We can't underestimate mother-daughter.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think for this, especially the every DC film, word of mouth is going to grow.
I think it's going to have better legs.
And it's going to not do those giant drop-offs the second week. It's going to stay
very
strong.
Next week, it's up
strong.
Against, remind me again, next
the mummy.
Week.
Mommy.
The Mummy,
yeah.
Which... I gotta say, I don't feel a lot of excitement about
it. I'm excited just because I'm a Tom Cruise guy.
But do we think Tom Cruise is the biggest movie star currently?
Does this work as a gag?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Do you think it'll beat the Mummy next weekend? Do you think the Mummy will open on top of Wonder Woman?
I think the Mummy doesn't have word of mouth that Gal and Wonder Woman has built over the past month.
I mean, the Mummy.
I think the Mummy will beat Wonder Woman in its opening weekend.
Do you?
In its opening weekend, I do.
Well, the Mummy does have a female villain.
I hope you're right.
That's true. I think Wonder Woman's going to hold. I think word of mouth is going to kill on Wonder Woman.
I think it will.
I think Wonder Woman edges out the Mummy.
By how much? 10 mil?
Very close.
No,
very
close. Couple million. It's going to come down to a couple million.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll go neck and neck.
I want you guys to be right, and I disagree.
We're being cautious. Neither say, guys, this is a success. I think it's going to be a success. I think the smartest thing, and all my friends who are massive Marvel fans.
I hope you're right, Brian.
They go to me, they go, Mike, we're talking WB needs to go. Gal, we've got an opening in the slot. Patty, Wonder Woman 2, go. Let's go. Green light it now.
It's going to be announced, but I think... Oh, this is another thing I wanted to ask you now. Do you still feel that you don't want DC to announce a slate at Comic-Con?
I don't know, dude.
What if we didn't call it a slate?
I don't know.
I think the next couple of films have to be announced.
I think we need a date for Gotham City Sirens, a date for the Batman. What's the other one?
Flash?
Justice League, Dark.
Right.
Those three that we know have had people attached... We have scripts going. We need dates for those.
Okay.
That's what I want. Cyborg is still kind of... Green Lantern's still kind of... But they're in the right... They've got the goodwill of people
now.
There
have been no official announcements.
Don't go too strong.
I feel like there's going to be announcements made at Comic-Con about...
And also, don't forget, the Mummy...
I don't know how much the previous Mummy has affected people caring about this new Mummy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, eh...
I'm excited for this film.
I hope it's good, but to me, it doesn't look very good. I mean,
Skye Patterson.
It gives it away, really.
Skye Patterson, gives it away. Wonder Woman sequel, The Wrath of the Gods.
The two eyeballs, I don't know. I'm not excited about The Mummy. I hope I'm wrong because I love Universal Monsters. I want to see Creature from the Black Lagoon. I want to see Frankenstein.
I'm excited for that, but
I'm not convinced.
I
hope I'm wrong.
I honestly say, and I'm going to say this now, I think Wonder Woman will be the film of the summer.
I hope so.
At the end of the summer, I think Wonder Woman is going to get the highest rated
and probably box off the. I think Spider-Man might give it a run
Spidey
for its money.
Spidey looks good too.
Spidey will give it a run for its money financially, but critically, I don't think it will top Wonder Woman.
Well, before we go,
I 100% agree.
Because there's
you
been
said.
Five other.
Before
really,
we go, you know.
Before we go, there is some Aquaman news. Charles Roven,
this is big.
His quote was: "Aquaman will make reference to Justice League. There will be some reference to something that preceded Aquaman that will be in Aquaman. I believe that's the intention." So, in other words,
so meaning the timeline.
Timeline
Justice League and then Aquaman.
After
did you guys see the set pic of Mara talking to Jason Momoa on set? And they're like he's Justice League. He's now with the world of man helping. I think there's trouble in Atlantis, like a big political shift. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you've got to come back. Your people need you. Mm-hmm. I think that's Atlantis. I think that's Aquaman.
Cool.
That's
and it fits great.
That's it.
Yeah, I like that.
That was a hell of an episode, y'all.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we got to go.
What else? Roxy?
Roxy.
I mean, all right. If you want to keep... We could do
it's
it.
Time.
She's Wonder Woman. She's the crown.
It's all right. Time.
It's time.
It's time for it's Roxy's time Wonder for Woman time.
Yeah, okay. I'll keep it super brief. I'm even going to talk right over the intro.
Okay,
okay.
That's right.
No.
It's your theme song.
Flash is fine.
Yeah, both of them. You know, I think that both of them are really cute.
Yeah.
So we had some finales this week. We had some bonkers blowout finales this week. The Lucifer one has me like, what the hell just frickin' happened? Spoiler alert. Where are you, Lucifer? What has happened? What did you cut through?
Spoiler alert.
I have no idea where we are. And I'm curious if they're going to keep that actress on the show now that she's not Mommy Dearest. We'll see there, but I'm loving that show. Gotham, another one. What are we doing?
And Roz made his appearance, right? In the trailers or something? Roz is popping up now.
In the trailers.
Sadir Hasig?
Adina Menzel?
No.
Yes.
He's the actor who was on Deep Space Nine.
Oh, okay.
That's an actor.
Who butchered her name when they announced her?
Travolta.
Drazim Adiz.
Yeah. Adele Dazeem.
Adele
Dazeem. Because she hasn't worked her whole life for that. Yeah. Gotham is great right now, and we'll see where that goes, but everything going on with Bruce Wayne and Alfred, I'm like all about it. And watching how Bruce Wayne is turning into this person and what he's going to do, that's pretty crazy. That show's awesome. And this might have been the best episode of iZombie to date. So I'm still rooting for that show. One of you guys eventually will have my back on that.
Maybe. Have you guys seen The Expanse on Sci-Fi?
No.
I started watching that. It's the best thing I've ever seen on sci-fi. I never watched Battlestar, but it looks
awesome.
So good as far as like the quality and the expense.
That
it
you're
makes
about
me,
Krypton?
Exactly.
Oh.
It makes me really positive about Krypton because...
That Krypton trailer looked good.
Yeah. I mean, Expanse. You guys watch Expanse out there, chat room? I bet a bunch of
David
you do.
David Goyer's hit or miss really for good. Me. He's done Batman.
I mean, the guy's clearly done a lot of successful stuff, right?
Where? So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Sorry. Just had to do a quick TV.
What are we
going to
do? Don't we going to do a thing now?
Do we talk about it? Or
can we not talk about it?
I don't think we talk about it.
No, it was announced. Oh, we can't talk about it.
We don't talk about it.
Okay. Well,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
I want
to
shout out to you
guys. I already told them about bowling.
Yes. Let me ask you guys. Anyone knows where I can get a men's Wonder Woman shirt? I have tried.
Yeah.
I just want it like this.
Yeah.
Like a kind of faded W.
Ricky just sent me a link to
a faded W with like a gray t-shirt.
Good
I just
material.
I want a Wonder Woman t-shirt.
I want a 50.
I can't find a good one. So if you guys know if you've gotten one,
I want a
50,
25, 25 blend. I've been
trying
to find one.
I
want
a blend. I got to have a blend.
I got to have a blend.
Blend.
Blend guys.
Wonder Woman shirt.
Blend
I want to wear that
yeah.
damn thing fucking proudly.
Yeah.
As I love it. I'm
Do
going
you like
tonight.
That he
11 o'clock tonight.
Out
I'm going to see it.
The D word, but not the F word.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so hard to...
It's all right. It's fine. It's fine.
Anyway.
Well, let's all put ourselves over. Mike Kalinowski?
Find me at Mike Kalinowski. Talk to me. Let's talk Wonder Woman. Hey, you guys reached out to me. PlayStation, we've been playing Injustice. I know I have not played with you guys because I'm still trying to build up my gear. I haven't even played the story mode. I've played like two chapters. I'm
DC
just doing the gear
store.
Grinding. But guys that you have reached out to me on PlayStation, I've definitely gotten those invites. Hopefully I've seen everyone.
Gear grinding so you can just play and build up your gear and then you can play.
Because you're in the multiverse
there.
And it's amazing. The
that
game is phenomenal.
So intimidating.
The game's phenomenal.
Really?
It's not intimidating. Trust me, you'll get in and you'll get hooked. It's phenomenal.
Okay, I'm intimidated.
Yeah, no, don't be intimidated.
Girdler!
Ladies,
Hey guys, I'm Adam Girdler. You can find me at Adam Girdler. I'm going to be on Hallmark's Home and Family, I think, next Tuesday doing something for Hawaiian Foods Week.
Hell yeah.
So I'll be making a crazy loco moco hot dog sensation thing that you can make at home because cooking is awesome. And check me out on FX Movie Download. We got a lot of cool movies coming up. We're doing Winter Soldier, Guardians of the
Ooh.
Galaxy.
My favorite or Marvel.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
It was
more
fun when
Fast
you get to
and
do
Furious.
Great ones.
What's that?
That's
yeah,
fun.
We're doing some really good movies, and it's very exciting. And that's it, man. See you soon.
Cool. Roxy Stryer.
Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer, and that's where I tell you guys what I'm doing.
That's right. And also, shout out to Todd Stashwick, who actually tweeted at us this past week. He's an incredible actor. I've known him off and on for a decade.
So crazy.
We're going to have
awesome.
Him on the show.
I know. He was awesome. Tweeted a picture of his wife and his daughter
he's
at
amazing.
The screening. But he was on the originals, and I love yeah. He's a very talented actor.
He's been good for a long time. Like, he used to be a teacher at where I used to go to class, and so we briefly knew each other. And so I messaged him. I said, hey, man, thanks for... Do you want to be on the show? He's like, yeah. So we're working on a date where he's actually in town, not filming.
And he was on Gotham.
To come and hang out with us.
Was he going
to
do it next week?
He's been on so many things. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out a date.
Right.
But he's been on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm at Jay Quasto. Let's see. The Brea Improv, July 7th to 9th. And also Chicago. If you're in Chicago, I'm headlining Comedy Bar. I'm so excited. I've always wanted to go there. July 14th through the 16th in Chi-Town. So hit me up on social media for all the info there. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. A big episode, y'all. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.